I just don't recall how I got on the tank. I remember being up there, them lifting the door up and handing me the IV bottle, at which point I handed the IV to my fire team member, and he held it from there. And then we got so far, and then we got to where that medevac center was. People came out and started helping the wounded off the tank. And as that was happening, I was looking around, and I seen these rows neatly, body bags, you know, like somebody, it just, I don't know, it just struck me that they're placed perfectly. It definitely changed me going there. Coming home, I really didn't trust hardly anybody. I felt that I could kill anybody and not think about it. I think I would have been a better husband and father. I had a good job where I didn't have to communicate. I look down and see the production workers walking down the aisle, and they're laughing and having a good time. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't have that. On my locker, I had a sticker that said, "When in doubt, empty the magazine." I did get in this argument with this foreman. We were on top of the catwalk up there. I had my fist ready to go, and I kept on holding back. And then a few days later, general foreman was down with that foreman I had a scuffle with. My foreman said, "He's the guy who threatened me." And the guy said, "Well, let him alone."